12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 52. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The USDA says it has mailed ballots for Farm Service Agency County Committee elections to eligible farmers across the country. Ballots must be returned to local FSA offices or be postmarked by December 7th in order to be counted. The Wayne Edwards County Committee is comprised of Tom Marks, Jackie O'Daniel, and David Reed, and Marks' three-year term will be up this year. The newly elected member will take office on January 1st. The FSA says committee members help make important decisions on FSA commodity support, conservation, indemnity, disaster and emergency programs, and eligibility. Producers must participate or cooperate in an FSA program to be eligible to vote in the election. A cooperating producer includes someone who has provided information about their farming operation but may not have applied or received FSA program benefits. Producers who supervise and conduct operations of an entire farm but are not of legal voting age may be eligible to vote. Anyone with questions should contact the Wayne Edwards FSA at 847-7602. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
Champion Labs in Albion is offering a $500 hiring bonus. If you are interested in driving a forklift, operating and setting up machinery, tending an automated assembly operation, or other types of work, Champ may have the perfect spot for you. Join Champion, where for over 65 years, folks have found a great job with the opportunity to personally grow and advance with a $500 hiring bonus available. To apply, go to champlabs.com or apply in person at Champ in Albion. Champion is an equal opportunity employer.
In other news, no injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident just north of Fairfield Wednesday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 2:36, 23-year-old Sisney resident Lucas A. Faber was northbound on Highway 45 in a 1997 Ford Explorer. County deputies say he became distracted and failed to see a combine ahead of him that was also traveling north. The 1990 Case IH was driven by 65-year-old Fairfield resident Roger S. Dozier, and Faber struck its rear. A tow truck was called, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Faber was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. 33-year-old Fairfield resident Chelsea L. Smith was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. She was arrested by Fairfield police on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license, and bond was set at $595. She was released on her own recognizance. The Operation Christmas Child National Collection Week begins Monday. Wayne County's lone collection location is Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield, and church volunteers will collect items from the 16th through the 23rd. Collection hours will be 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tuesday, 3 to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and 8 to 10 a.m. on the 23rd. The church will provide a drive-through drop-off venue in the church parking lot, so people won't have to leave their cars. Last year, 368 boxes were collected at the Northside site, and 13,000 were collected in locations in the lower Midwest region. The worldwide collection goal this year is 11 million boxes.
The Jeff Ruritan breakfast that had been scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled. The village of Wayne City has announced Republic Trash Service will be on a one-day delay for the week of the Thanksgiving holiday. Residents should have their trash set out that week by 6 a.m. on Saturday, the 28th. The Orchardville Fire Protection District will hold a benefit dinner tomorrow at the Orchardville School. Serving will start at 4 p.m., and the meal will include pork chops, cheesy potatoes, and green beans. This will be a drive-through only event, and the cost will be $10 for adults and $5 for children. Proceeds from the benefit dinner will be used to purchase equipment for the district. The Wayne County Board met last night and unanimously passed the 2021 budget. The total is $4,655,651, with a revenue shortfall of $423,000 that will be covered by reserves. The loss is a result of sales tax and court fee decreases due to the pandemic. Chairman Steve Earhart said the county likely won't spend the entire budget, but it's necessary to have budgeted items in order to spend county dollars. The tax levy was unanimously approved at 105%, so no truth in taxation hearing will be required. The board heard a presentation from Brian Williams with CSI Insurance regarding a premium increase for the county's workman compensation, liability, and property insurance. The 2019 premium was $219,320, and the 2020 premium is $272,126. The board unanimously voted to remain with CSI for coverage. In other action, Robertson Construction was awarded a bid of $16,845 to install doors and make repairs to the former recycling center. Rodney Vaughn, Jeff Young, N. Wayne Bunnage, and Jamie Pollard were appointed to three-year terms for the Leech, Woods, Golden Gate, and Big Mound drainage districts. County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow said the county's election process was successful, with a 76.22% voter turnout and no issues at polling places or with machines. At the meeting's conclusion, Chairman Earhart was honored for his 26 years of service on the board. He's stepping down and said he has enjoyed his time on the board, and he thanked his fellow board members and office holders. Board members Debbie Bradham and Shirley McDavid were absent from the meeting. The Wayne County Health Department announced 25 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A link to the breakdown of cases can be found on our headlines page. The department also announced a 26th COVID-related death, and the state report said one death was a male in his 80s. Wayne County had 661 total cases. 4 people were hospitalized, 92 were isolating at home, and 539 had recovered. Sisney High School announced on Facebook yesterday that it had a confirmed case, and close contacts were being notified, but no other action was necessary. Edwards County announced 6 cases and its second death, a male in his 70s. Edwards County had 155 total cases. Hamilton County announced 32 cases in the past 2 days, and it said half were connected to a long-term care facility. Hamilton County had 270 total cases. 2 people were hospitalized, 71 were in isolation, 194 had recovered, and 3 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Officials remind people the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to guidance on social distancing, washing hands frequently, wearing a face mask, and disinfecting surfaces. The State Department of Public Health announced 12,702 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 43 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 536,542 cases and 10,477 deaths. Wabash County announced 7 cases and sat at 354. Jefferson County added 38 to reach 1,428, and White County added 19 to reach 417. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for the 5th through the 11th was 12.6%. The southern region had a rate of 12.5% on the 9th, up from 12.2% on the 8th. The IDPH has recommended people stay home when possible, but Governor J.B. Pritzker said a statewide mandate may be in the cards if the spread isn't curtailed.
This is definitely something we're monitoring day by day. I look at these numbers every day and several times a day. And so it is absolutely possible and certainly likely if the numbers keep going in the wrong direction that we may have to take more stringent action. The numbers don't lie. If things don't take a turn in the coming days, we will quickly reach the point when some form of a mandatory stay-at-home order is all that will be left. With every fiber of my being, I do not want us to get there. But right now, that seems like where we are heading.
The governor says since October 1st, the state has seen a 459% increase in coronavirus cases and a 217% increase in deaths. Due to the Tier 2 mitigations that have been announced for Region 5, which includes Wayne and Edwards counties, Fairfield Memorial Hospital has canceled all support groups for the time being. That includes the cancer, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, and dementia caregivers support groups, the Better Breathers Club, and the Coffee Club. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said the safety of staff and patients is their sole responsibility, and the hospital wants to implement all safety protocols when dealing with COVID-19. She says they hope to offer the support groups in the near future, but can't until the numbers and mitigations change. The boil order that had been in effect for portions of West Salem has been lifted. People no longer need to boil water to be used for human consumption. Fairfield Public School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England says he has received questions about how the district will handle potential Christmas programs in December. He says he looks at what's allowed by the state with its metrics and mitigations, but no official announcement can be made at this time. However, he says they will explore about every option.
You know, we're going to get creative because just like we need sports, I mean, we need students to be able to have the opportunity to, you know, to have that fine arts performance. And we need to have the opportunity for parents and grandparents and family to be able to see it. So, I mean, like I had said, the school has invested in the necessary equipment to, you know, video a quality production and either live stream it or put it out, recorded at a later date. And so, if, you know, people are thinking like we're just completely disregarding everything, that's not the case. It's just it may not look normal, but what has?
Appearing on the Community Connection yesterday, Dr. England also says students will have an additional day off on the 20th.
Next Friday, the 20th, not originally on the school calendar, but it is a non-student attendance day. So again, because of the efforts that we've gone into with the remote learning, the increased sanitation, we need this kind of mid-quarter reset to where we can make sure that staff and teachers are caught up. We can even go deeper cleaning on what we need to do. So the 20th of November, Friday, is a non-student attendance day, originally not on the calendar, so I wanted to get that out there.
He says the district schedule didn't change from its first quarter to its second, but several remote learners did return to in-person offerings, and he says the district is close to 90% in-person learners. With harvest wrapping up for many Illinois farmers, Illinois Corn Growers Association Executive Director Rodney Weinzierl says the numbers look pretty good. He expects yields to be above average, but not record-breaking.
This has probably been the nicest fall that we've had, at least in the last 2 or 3 years. And even though for a lot of people it probably started a little bit later than what they thought because we had a cooler July than normal, I think a lot of people, farmers, have been able to wrap things up on both corn and beans. And it's pretty rare to get a price rally into harvest. But this is one of the years that that's happened. With China buying and some other things going on in the market price that has been really good. Attitudes are, I think, pretty good in the countryside.
According to the USDA, Illinois yields are projected to be 195 bushels per acre for corn and 58 bushels per acre for soybeans. Illinois lawmakers are calling for hearings on the state's response to COVID-19. Kim Howard has the story.
In a bipartisan virtual press conference, Senator Sue Rezin of Morris said there needs to be more transparency about why decisions are being made and that legislators need to have a voice during the pandemic.
I understand the seriousness of this pandemic, and I do not take it lightly. But the reality is we're 8 months into the pandemic, and the General Assembly should have a say and a seat at the table and be allowed to have hearings and ask questions.
Rezin and her colleague, Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago, are asking legislative leaders to set up the meetings. Ford says lawmakers need to have a voice.
We get calls every day in our office, and the current processes that the governor is using, I commend him and his entire team for the mitigation efforts. But what I know is we need all hands on deck.
Ford says it would also be a good idea to set up a state coronavirus task force with members representing several areas. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois saw more than $100 million in marijuana sales for October. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation says there was a record $75 million in recreational cannabis sales, and sales of medical cannabis totaled another $33 million. Officials say the first 10 months of legal cannabis sales totaled more than $500 million, with another $300 million in medical sales. Cannabis industry analyst Andy Seeger says last month's figures don't rise to the market's potential, and he says the state should be on pace to sell roughly $1.2 billion in cannabis this year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. Best Way Express is now hiring experienced drivers for regional work in the South and Midwest. Best Way is a family-oriented company and believes in great home time for their drivers. Best Way offers 2 monthly bonuses, paid weekly, full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees, resets at home every week. Class A CDL drivers, call Best Way today for your best career opportunity. That's 833-BEST-WAY.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. But our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 46. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,394, up 314 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,791, up 82. December crude oil is at $40.34. That is down 78 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Enterprise resident Jerry Lee Samford died on Wednesday. Jerry Samford is survived by children Teresa Troyer and Kenny Samford, 6 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military rites for Jerry Samford will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Safe Haven Bible Center. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Friday is Fish Taco Day at Taco Tierra. The popular fish taco with Taco Tierra special sauce is on sale today and every Friday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life. Taco Tierra. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 52. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low around 30. And then a 70% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 55. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday, we'll have a high of 55 with a low of 32. Sunny skies on Monday. Monday, we'll have a high of 58 with a low of 35. And then sunny skies on Tuesday. Tuesday, we'll have a high of 50 with a low around 30.